Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Declan's Cross by Carla Neggers, narrated by Carol Monda.
Prologue. A cold, gusty wind swept up from the Celtic Sea, whistling and shrieking in the rocks and ruins as Lindsay Hargreaves jumped over a puddle in the muddy, rutted lane. She didn't care about the weather. She was happy to be out of her car. She would never get used to Irish roads, and this one was worse than most. If one could call it a road. It curved up from the tiny village of Declan's Cross, hugging sea cliffs, twisting through fields of grazing sheep, and finally, dead-ending at a stone wall tucked between two small hills at the tip of what locals called Shepherd Head. Her rented Minnie barely fit into the small hollow, but she was confident it wouldn't be spotted from the water or farther down the lane. That was good. She didn't want anyone to see her. She noticed a holly tree poking up from the November browned hedges, rushes and ferns that grew along the stone wall. Its waxen, evergreen leaves glistened with raindrops from an earlier shower. Wasn't holly supposed to bring good luck?
"I hope so," she whispered.
A muddy trail led up through wind-stunted trees to a rock ledge with a precipitous drop to the cobble and boulder coastline. Lindsay had never been up there and couldn't see the ledge from the lane, but she had seen it from the water. And the crosses. She'd seen them too. Three stone Celtic crosses rising from golden copper grass on the small hill at the tip of the headland. She looked up at them now, standing tall against the gray clouds of the damp, gloomy November afternoon. They marked old graves next to the ruin of a small church on the other side of the stone wall.